What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined once again with UntoldHistory.tv's own Ron Partain. Man, Ron, I sent you that article about Congress. Kind of raised some red flags for me. What are they preparing for? There seems to be a lot of stuff just happening. Everything at once happening right now. It's getting crazy. It's getting absolutely crazy. And I think October is going to be an intense, important, big month. What's your thoughts on that, Ron? Thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, bro. Thank you for having me again. I tend to agree. I mean, it's already, it's nuts. If September is any inclination of what we're going to be facing in, or indication rather of what we're going to be facing in October. And if it's accelerating, then I anticipate October is going to be absolutely insane.
I don't think there's any choice. I think both sides are going to go in pretty heavy now. And I think this, and in the occult calendar, right? October's always a very big month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me, just like every October, it's going to be another big one. And all this stuff that's happening with P. Diddy, the whole thing, folks, we're going to talk about it all right here. But first, folks, get your home title lock. If you're not familiar with this, you better get on it because this is happening in the millions in America. Attention, American homeowners, you already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you may not even know about, title theft. This is real, and they can do it from right under your nose. Did you know that homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in home equity? With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, home ownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft, is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and use your equity, or your equity can be wiped out without you ever even knowing.
Wow.
Best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock Home Protection. That's Triple Lock Protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. Sign up today using this link in the description or go to thehometitlelock.com and use the promo code David, not Nino this time. It's just David. And you'll get your first 30 days of Triple Lock Protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. This is happening in the millions right now, and people have no idea it's even happening to them. That's hometitlelock.com. Use the promo code David. Hit the link below. Get started, folks. This is real, and I've had this guy on before talking about this, and I couldn't even believe it. It's absolutely, dude, like they're able to do this without you knowing. They just steal your equity. It's insane. Ron, let's get into this, man. So let's first talk about, as we come into October, I was in Vegas at the Operation Restore Freedom with Juanito and a lot of people there, Sean Taylor, a lot of people talking about what's going on. A lot more whistleblowers are coming out. I'm not going to touch on that right now because they haven't given me the green light, but it's pretty serious how they're funding the dark side through mortgages. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that would go with this home title lock, by the way. But
yeah.
Yeah.
When you were reading that, I was like, I didn't even know that was a thing. That's crazy.
Yeah. I didn't know until a month ago. But let's talk about this right now, because the first thing I want to talk about, there's two big things to talk about here, and that's Congress getting ready for a mass casualty event. Right, Ron?
Yeah. Well, okay. So let me say, when you sent that link to me earlier, I was initially like, oh, BS, thinking that all of the power resided within the, like, the governor, not the, like, the if a person from Congress died, however they died, that the governor would then rush, you know, would have control over that. But that's not really the way it is. Apparently, when the person who is in Congress is there, they write down five names of people that they would want to succeed them and then pass them on to the governor or to whoever would be, would, uh, uh, put them into a temporary position until elections could be held again. And I don't necessarily, I'm not as opposed to it as I once was, but I think, you know, with you and I hashing it out, you made an interesting point. It's like, these guys are getting ready for something because they know something's coming.
Right. So I kind of think, case too, I don't know, all these things kind of come to my mind, especially coming into November. You know, like, we know that, you know, they've been given satellite phones, a lot of the members in Congress. You know about that, right, Ron?
I wouldn't surprise me, but I didn't know that they were given satellite phones, but that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Says here, a bipartisan group of four House members is advocating for a constitutional amendment allowing for the quick replacement of Congress members in the event of a mass casualty attack. Wow. Rep. Derek Kilmer, Rep. Brad Winstrup, William Timmons, and Emmanuel Cleaver put forth the proposal to ensure that Congress can continue its work if a large number of members are terminated in a mass attack. This proposal aims to ensure continuous representation and prevent violence from shifting political power. We've seen a 300% increase in threats against members over the last 7 years, noted Rep. Derek Kilmer. I mean, look no further. I mean, they're trying to take out Mr. T. I mean, it's like, obviously this is very realistic, but could it be something much bigger than where we can ever imagine?
Look at what they did with Rand Paul. Look at what they did with the Scalise at the, you know, when the guy shot up the softball game. I mean, there's a number of different attacks that have transpired against members of Congress. So this, actually, I don't think that what they're proposing here is a bad thing really at all. I think this is the way that it should be, frankly. That if somebody is elected to Congress and anything should happen to them tragically, they should have a list of people that they would want to follow in their footsteps. And if anything were to happen to them, so I don't necessarily know if a constitutional amendment is required for that, but at the very minimum, I think it's I don't have a problem with what they're doing there.
But what they did, but it kind of, my mind like goes automatically to what they did in 2020, right? We all did not agree with that. A lot of people did not agree with that, with what they did on 2020 with that past election. My mind goes to, and I have to be kind of vague here on YouTube, my mind goes to, wait a minute, are they planning on doing something like that again, and then they know their lives will be threatened? Is it going to go to that situation again? Do you get what I'm saying here, Ron?
Sure. No, I completely understand. The thing that I would like to know is, where do these four representatives fall on the scale of dark side to white to light side, if you will? I don't know where these people are on that scale. So to me, if they're closer to the dark side, then I feel like that would be a greater indicator as to who's pushing this.
Correct. And I would only imagine, I mean, to me, it would seem like it would be a dark side type of operation here. I don't know. I know there's a lot of talk.
Maybe, or it could be one of those things where the light side is like trying to protect the integrity of what they how they've scratched and clawed and gotten some of the good guys in there. So maybe that's
my mind also goes to the one nuclear bomb that can take out all of Congress, and that's the Brunson case. You know, I mean, that is a loaded gun pointing at them. I wonder if that, do you think that has anything to do with this, Ron?
I maybe
be vague on this.
Yeah, no. Well, first of all, I'm not really one who subscribes to the notion that that case has been settled. I know a lot of people do think that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. I don't. I'm just saying. I know it's on the docket, yeah. Right?
Well, allegedly, I don't know. Yeah. I haven't seen any evidence to support it one way or the other. I know people have talked, but I haven't seen anything manifest.
Yeah, that, you know what? That makes two of us.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything manifest that would make that concrete. So to me, that's pie in the sky.
Right. And you know what? I do agree with you there, Ron. I absolutely do. So Well, I'm going to give this to my audience. What do you think, folks? What do you think this is going to be used? How do you think this is going to use? What do you think they're bracing for? Obviously, we know that this cycle in November is going to be different than any other one ever before. We all can, you can agree on that with me, right, Ron?
I think what we're going to see this coming November is going to be much more reminiscent of what we saw in November of 2016.
Okay, so you think it's going to be?
I think there are going to be forces of good behind the scenes that are going to ensure that it's not taken away.
Now, here, the ghost has hinted that on NinosCorner.tv. Jan Halper has said that as well on my program. So I'm kind of on the fence with that. I see it. Could it be just too big to rig type thing? I don't know. So and could it be like a 2016 scenario? Or will there be a halt? Will there be a pause? Which Juanito says that's
when you say a pause, what do you mean? It just, what do you mean?
That it's so damn messy. There's so many inaccuracies and faults in it that they stop it. And there's some kind of fault. There's something that happens at the voting polls. Maybe there's some kind of event that takes place to stop it because the Democrats kind of pulled the ripcord on this. Now we're going into some water that I don't feel comfortable talking about on FlopTube. But you get what I'm saying, right? It could be a very messy scenario, and there might be a halt or a pause to where we might have to wait it out for a few months.
Brother, I excel at reading between the lines, so I understand exactly what you're saying. I tend to agree with Ghost on this. Yeah. Because you know, if you look at everything over the past 8 years as how everything has transpired, 2020 had to come out the way that it did so that we could get to where we are now.
Red pill process,
right? And in many ways the black pill process, man. You know, I have to say, I'm around so many people that are black pilled, and it's almost like people that were at one time allies of ours have gone over to the other side, and they're black-pilled so much that they
just...
What
do you mean gone over to the other side?
Like, gone over to the black-pill side. Like, they're no longer red-pilled, they're black-pilled. In other words...
You know what I say about that, right?
What's that?
The difference between a red pill and black pill is lack of faith.
Okay.
I mean, red pill, you have faith. Black pill, you have no more faith. You've lost all hope. Okay. Where I draw the line there. But
that's a great distinction, and I think that's probably right on par with what I'm trying to say. I tend to think that that's what's coming, or I tend to think that that's what people are thinking, that there's no way that he's going to win. The dark side is going to, you know, they're going to do whatever they
have to do. Be careful.
I caught myself. The dark side is going to do everything they can to ensure that they remain in a position of authority. And I am not sure that that's going to be able to hold.
And I agree with that. And I think we can go more. I'd like to go deeper into this with you on NinosCorner.tv, if you don't mind,
sure.
I'd like to talk about one of the greatest plays I've ever seen. If you're looking at strategy, is Nancy Pelosi losing. I think that was taking the queen piece. We got you. That's just my opinion. But let's move on to the next subject here. Distraction or not a distraction? P. Diddy, the whole thing going on with him. I mean, look, dude, this looks like it could take down everybody. Everybody seems to be implicated. And I don't know. I mean, to me, I've been battling with that in my mind. Like, is this a distraction? The timing is just right, but it would be the right timing if you were going to connect all the web of intricacies to everybody. This would be it. This would be the big first domino to fall, right?
I think so. Well, I think Diddy would be the first major domino to fall that would be kind of on everybody's radar screen. You know, nobody really knew who Epstein was. Nobody really knew who Maxwell was. But everybody knows who Diddy is.
Yeah, and everyone's connected to Diddy. They all go to the freak-off events.
Right. and the white parties or whatever they're called.
Yeah, I mean that's just one of his parties, and then everyone's, you know, I just did a show recently where he's naming the people to his birthday party. I mean, could you name people that are? I mean, that to me is naming the guilty, in my opinion. I mean, obviously they're going to. What do you think happens at his birthday party? I'm right. pretty sure the white party is probably pale in comparison to his birthday party.
Well, according to, I forget the guy's name. He's pretty famous in terms of exposing all of the kiddie stuff. And he said, look, Diddy's going to sing like a bird, like a choir. And I think people know that and they are absolutely terrified.
They're holding crisis meetings right now, from my understanding.
Well,
and...
you have a unique perspective that I think the audience, your audience, really appreciates, and I appreciate, is that, you know, you at one time, you may not have been exactly in, you know, immersed in that world, but you saw a side of that world that very few people have seen.
Oh, I and saw so, a lot.
Oh, yeah, you saw a lot. I mean, you saw way more than anybody who has never been at that level could ever hope to see. So, you know, even with the limited amount that you have seen, you can testify to really what's going on there.
And I mean, I was at the Playboy parties and stuff like that. I went to the Playboy Mansion. I had my fun, you know, but I never, I stepped foot in the grotto and I was like, ugh. I walked out. I was like disgusted. Like there were some old Arabic men with, oh, it's nasty. Like it was just so gross, bro. I remember I walked out of there. Then I was just like, okay, I'm not going back in that area anymore.
It was
innocent fun. I mean, it was just, you know, everyone was going to the Playboy Mansion parties that I
right.
knew.
Yeah.
But I've never associated with anyone like Diddy or, I mean, you know, I smoked a joint with, you know, Bill Maher and Chris Rock one time, outside of the mansion's patio out there, one of the patios, and talked to them briefly for like 5-10 minutes and went back inside. It was pretty cool. But I mean, this type of level of fame is another thing for me. I mean, these guys only invite the A-listers and people surrounding those A-listers and do things, I guess, to, in order to get blackmail on them, right?
Well, that's the whole thing. And if I'm not mistaken, that's also what Hugh Hefner did at the mansion.
Yeah,
not to everybody, but to enough people, you know, that he was one of them. I think Diddy was the one primarily in the music industry. And
so do you think Hugh Hefner was doing what Diddy was doing before Diddy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hefner,
wow.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Dang, that, dude. Now that would make sense, yeah.
Yeah, that was the original. That, he was one of the originals, because when did the Playboy Mansion start? In the 60s?
Wow, you're right. Yeah. See, when I was there, he was already, like, decrepit and old, and he was sitting, he was, like, he would barely come outside. He would wave at people from the outside door and then walk back in. It was like, it was weird. It was just like, he didn't
And he probably still had his choice of 18 to 24 year olds.
Yeah. 100% he did. 100% he did. I just think he was just at that age. I don't know how you would just keep doing what he's doing at that age. I can't imagine the amount of Viagra you would need to keep going.
Yeah,
dude.
He had the Viagra in a candy thing on his coffee table.
but seriously, like, people that associated with Diddy and partied with him at least even just one time are now worried. Like, they're all implicated, dude. Like, do you realize? I don't think people really realize just how big this is, and much more so for the people that did do something.
Right.
You know, I think about it. I just did a video earlier or a couple of days ago about Stephen Baldwin, that he was doing the he sent out that real cryptic calm before the storm warning, because look, dude, he's Justin Bieber's father-in-law. You don't think he knows what's going on with P. Diddy? You don't think for a second that Bieber did not connect the dots for the authorities? Come on, man.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, I believe Bieber, like, he became Christian.
Right. And he had a child.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm done. He's kind of like, I'm done with this lifestyle. And you know, I don't know where he is today because I really don't pay that close attention to pop culture. But you know, I think that there was definitely some hanky stuff going on with him. You know, another thing, you know, Usher and Pink, and I think there was one other person
Jennifer
that wiped.
Lopez,
Jennifer, well, no, that wiped their Twitter profile or their ex profile.
Megan Fox, Pink.
Megan Fox, thank you.
Yeah.
But I did see, and I actually verified it that Diddy's is or that rather Usher's is back up. Now, was it down so that they could was it
Clean it
temporarily
up.
down so that he could clean it up? I don't know. I don't know how if that exists. But if you go to his profile now, there's still a lot of posts on there. But I mean, how do we know that they're all there?
Yeah, but how do you say I'm guilty without saying I'm guilty?
Right. Well, what he's claiming, oh, well, somebody hacked my thing and then I got all my stuff back. Maybe. I don't know. But Megan Fox and Pink's still have theirs completely wiped clean.
And then if you see like Jennifer, or I'm sorry, Jaguar Wright, she's going ham on these guys. Cat Williams going ham on these guys. To
Absolutely.
me, bro, see, this is how I see it, man. I think they were, and then Bieber's kind of remaining quiet behind the scenes. Mace is starting to speak out a little bit now. You know, if you really think about this, I bet you that they picked for this type of, if we had to call this some kind of operation takedown of celebrities, they're gonna have the people like Jaguar Wright, you're gonna have Mace speaking out. Who's protecting them? I don't believe they're just doing this because of their bravado. They have got to be protected. Otherwise, they would have been gone like yesterday.
Right. Yeah, they would have been hanging from a doorknob with a red handkerchief or
Right.
something. Yeah.
And then
So
Cat Williams, you don't think that was orchestrated with Club Shay Shay? They probably got a guy,
100%.
Shannon Sharp, and said, listen, man, we're going to use you for your show. We're going to put Cat Williams on there. They probably orchestrated this and make it look like he just kind of threw a curveball at you start, you know, and it just happened accidentally. I don't think any of this stuff happens accidentally. I think Cat Williams spoke. He came out and talked to the authorities when he needed to, and then he's being used to get the word out for publicity so that people can catch up on this. I think the same thing with Jaguar Wright. What's your thoughts on that? Do you think that they're being used specifically for kind of being the canary in the coal mine?
You know what? I don't like to put I don't like to give a concrete opinion anymore because I get egg on my
No,
face if
this is all just hunch. I'm not
but
saying I
yeah
have any validation on this. This is all
I'm
just
in
my suspicion.
that said I'm inclined to think that what you're saying has merit.
Okay. All right.
I
Good.
think
Fair
what you're
enough.
saying has merit. Yeah.
Fair enough. Because I just think that I don't know. It just doesn't. It wouldn't make sense otherwise. I don't. You know. You'd have to have balls of steel to take on the industry. So I think everything's very well coordinated, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and if you don't read this don't read this any part of this Distractify article online or on the
Okay.
channel because I mean you'll be like oh, you but it's pretty bad. All the stuff about Diddy and sort of the things. One thing that I found very interesting was when he talked about how he got the name because apparently he was on an Oprah show. And she was trying to get him to talk about how he got the name Puff Daddy, and he wouldn't divulge how he got that name. And then
I can
shortly,
only imagine now.
yeah, exactly. Well, you know,
Puff,
think about
puff.
Puff, Puff, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, what would you puff, right?
Yeah,
So,
geez.
it's. I mean, to me,
They're
that's
not
just.
cigars.
They might be. Yeah, they're certainly phallic shaped.
Oh, man. Imagine making, oh my gosh, bro. Wow. Look at this picture here.
Well,
I don't know any of those, but I see.
that's Regis and Kathy Philbin right there in front
Oh my
center.
gosh, you're right. Well, is Regis still alive or has he passed?
I think he's passed.
Yeah. Wow. That
I think
guy
he's passed.
is wearing a yellow shirt or a dirty white shirt. Let's see what
Yeah.
else. Let's see what else is here. Man, dude, I'm so bad at this. I don't even know who this is. Who would this
I
be?
don't know who that is either. But if you go down, there's one more. There's a picture of Leo. right there.
Wow. Yeah.
And if you scroll down a little bit more, I think there was a picture of a gal who was, it was called an angel, and they're right there in the center.
This one here.
Yeah, that's I think that's Dania Ramirez.
I don't have
She's
no idea
like
who that is.
she's a well. I'm just looking at the at the paragraph right below. She's like a Sweet Tooth star.
What the
So
hell is that?
I have no idea. Again, like I said, I don't pay, dude. I haven't watched television since 2011. So I am so out of the loop when it comes to stuff like this.
You know,
I have
I
to
think about
read
even
an article here.
like Bieber when he was hanging out with Floyd Mayweather for like a month. You know, and then he came out to his fight, and I heard rumors about that one as well. I'm not going to say him on here, but because I have no validation for it, but it's just allegedly hearsay. I mean, this
Well,
goes way deeper, and it implicates so many more people than anyone can realize. It's like this could be the spider web that connects absolutely celebrities to athletes to politicians to everybody. And I bet you anything, Ron, what do you think? I think at some point this cascade is going to happen. And would you even say it could happen in October?
maybe. I tend to think that the thing with Diddy is going to cause a major collapse of the social order with and in reference to entertainers,
Yeah.
whether they be music or movie, whatever, on screen. It also is going to probably implicate, like you said, athletes, professional athletes. I think it could potentially bring down things like the NBA and the NFL, maybe MLB to a
Even their
certain degree.
owners. Look
Yeah.
how many CEOs are stepping down right now.
Well, and that's been happening for a long time. You know, I don't want to say the letter that, but you know, they've been talking about the CEOs coming stepping down for quite some time. So, you know, and it's interesting because we see things, we only see the things that are in front of our faces, right? I mean, we're so inundated with information in this fifth generation warfare environment that we can't process all the information as rapidly as it comes in. We only get
No.
a fraction of it. And so when somebody shares something with you, you're like, holy crap. And but you know, I you to your point, how many CEOs have stepped down that we don't know about?
Right, and that happened in 2020. A lot of them were already stepping down. But look at this one here, the Nike. A lot of people think that the Diddy's arrest will bring a reckoning both in and out of the entertainment industry. I don't think this is a coincidence.
Well, do you think it's a coincidence that as soon as this story broke, that all of a sudden pictures were coming out with our current vice president and him to get
Yeah.
a picture together several times? You know, I and you know.
So you think this, no, I've seen this on X. I've seen this posted on X already that they're already connecting the dots to her.
Okay, so I'm going to throw something out there. And people may think I'm
Don't
crazy on
say her
this at
name
all.
though.
I'm not going to say her name, but you know, we were told quite some time ago in the boards that you know there are going to be people who you think are good that are bad, and there are going to
Right.
be people who you think that are bad that are good.
Right.
We don't know. And I'm looking at just kind of the overall general political landscape. And to me, I feel like maybe she's been hijacked by forces of good and she's playing a role here. Maybe.
Dude, I don't
I don't
know.
know. I don't know. But listen, you know, I'm willing to entertain anything at this point. Just trying to make sense of it all. At the end of the day, I'm not taking a firm position one way or the other. I'm just entertaining possibilities because we don't know. We truly don't know. But I tend to look at, you know, the current administration, there are so many clues of people and decisions that have been made that it's like, why in the world would they do that? I mean, they're not that stupid, okay? I mean, they're career politicians, and they're not, you know, to get to the position that they are now, they have to have some level of discernment and understanding of what they can get away with and things that they can't. And how in the world would they even think that it would be okay for them to do some of the things that they are, that they're doing now? When I look at it, it's like, man, this is the kindergarten. What are you doing? Why would you make that kind of a silly mistake?
Yeah.
So
I agree with that.
So it's like, come on. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out as a postulation. I don't know.
The Doc Holliday X account has the most comprehensive list of CEOs who have resigned following Diddy's detainment. To be clear, we are not suggesting that the two are related, but merely reporting on the coincidence, folks.
Oh, wow.
If you're a conspiracy-minded individual, this probably will be right up your alley, which I am. John Donahoe, right?
Yep.
Nike CEO, Kaz Kobayashi.
Kobayashi.
Kobayashi. Warner Music Japan. Kobayashi. There you go. I said it right that time, right? Randy Goodman, Sony Music Nashville. Robert Sumas, Village Supermarket. Bharat Masrani. Bank, David Gobert,
Air Wellness, Air Wellness, which is cannabis, yeah.
Wow, man. So let's keep an eye on this. I mean, we've got to keep an eye on this. This is crazy, man. I mean, same thing happened. Remember all the thousands that stepped down in 2020?
Oh,
was
yeah.
It hundreds or was it thousands? It was a big number. I know that.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact number. I have a good memory, but I don't remember that. That's just a,
so
a retarded decision.
A lot of people, I'm going to jump to the next subject here.
Go ahead.
A lot of people are talking about what Trump said at the debate that, you know, they're eating their pets, they're eating dogs, they're eating cats. And there's been a lot of videos out there surrounding this saying it's true. I mean, I'll leave that up to my audience. Obviously, this is FluffTube. I'm trying to make it FluffTube worthy, but I'm going to say that I don't think it's such a far-fetched idea if they eat dirt. Earth cookies. Okay, hold on. Wait a second. This is crazy.
Uh-huh.
Haitians eat dirt cookies to survive. Okay. Now, if they'll do that, I'm just saying, I would imagine a dog has a lot more nutrition than a dirt cake.
Actually, you may be surprised to find out that the dirt cookies or mud cookies actually have quite a bit of nutritional value, at least from a mineral standpoint. They're very
okay. Let me play this for a second. You could chime in a moment. That's crazy. I can't believe you're saying that, but I'm open to it. But I'm not going to eat dirt. Hold on.
They look a lot like pancakes or cookies. The recipe passed down from generations here in Haiti. Women spend entire days making them. Grandmothers, daughters, and younger girls. Infants are nursed while mothers work the mix.
I'm sorry, if you have to resort to eating dirt, I'm sorry. I don't, you're going to tell me there's nutritional value in this, Ron?
Yes, they have. There's a crap ton of mineral content. The only reason I know about this is because of my ex's mother. Grew up in Mississippi, and they oftentimes would eat. She told me they would eat mud cookies, and you know, just because that
to me,
was
this is worse than eating bugs or something. If you're eating dirt, that's like the last resort.
Okay. It's not okay. So it's dirt, but it's actually more clay. It's a specific type of clay that is edible, and it doesn't cause damage. You know, when you eat or take like mineral supplements, where the heck do you think that stuff comes from? It comes
okay,
from.
I understand that, but you still have to be very, 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 very poor, and then your last resort would be a dirt. Okay.
Agreed.
Kids seem to enjoy them, at least when our camera was around. But these patties, known as bonbon terres by the Haitians who eat them, are a grim reminder of just how poor this Caribbean nation is. They aren't sweet. They're hard to swallow and add almost nothing in terms of nutrition because
almost nothing in terms of nutrition, Ron.
Okay, that's somebody from that's somebody from the mainstream media talking. So forgive me if I'm skeptical, but I just I just know that, I mean, they wouldn't be they wouldn't be a thing if they didn't have some sort of nutritional value. If they wouldn't be, they wouldn't be have been done doing them for decades and centuries.
The cookies are actually made of dirt.
It fills your stomach. When we haven't eaten anything, this dirt cookie fills your stomach.
Traded, sold, and even hoarded by women here in the poorest section of the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, Cité Soleil in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Small amounts of vegetable shortening, salt, and occasionally sugar are mixed in with the dirt and water as well. Made in places like this, an old fort where torture was once common by corrupt dictators here, the Fort Dimanche is now a center of commerce built around the dirt cookies, a basketball court, soccer field, and school for hundreds of kids, and home to many.
To get to the basketball court, which acts as a preparation area for the dirt cookies, you have to cross this open sewer, which is littered with animal.
This is unbelievable, dude. This is like the living conditions there.
Mm-hmm. It's beyond crazy, and this is what they want to turn us into. You know, I remember I was at an event one time with Mel Kay, and she was talking. She was telling the story about how she was still living in New York at the time, and apparently there was some people who'd come in from a conference at the United Nations where she lived. And she's like, they said something to her, and she said, "Oh, you're the people that are trying to turn us into Venezuela." And this one guy, as she says it, this one guy looked over and said, "Oh no, it's going to be way worse than Venezuela." Talking about, you know, the United States.
Right. I remember she told that story. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, what they're talking about here is exactly what they want to turn us into.
Right.
Parts and trash and other nasty things to get to an area where the cookies are laid out to dry out in the sun. You can see that these are still very wet, not quite ready to be served, but this is literally dirt being prepared for humans to eat on top of other dirt and filth.
Celine Denis' life revolves around the cookies. For days we watched as the grandmother sat mixing the dirt cookie batter. Selling the cookies is Denis' sole source of income.
Girl Scouts have a new cookie to sell.
Yeah.
And often her only food.
It's a necessary evil. I'm in a bad situation, and that's why I make them.
I mean, she doesn't look malnutrition to me, bro.
No.
She looks actually pretty healthy to me.
So the earth is loaded with minerals. And, you know, I mean, that clay is going to be rich in mineral content, and your body needs minerals more. I would say the one thing that the people in the United States are deficient in more than anything is minerals.
I mean, could we use some dirt cookies in our diet?
It hurts my heart, but I have no choice. We're forced to eat it. It makes us sick, but not the way it would to anybody who's not used to eating it. Our system is kind of used to it.
The dirt is trucked into this huge slum and sold at an enormous markup to the women, who pay about $5 a sack. They say it comes from an area in the mountains.
So it's just not dirt they get off the, like, they have to import this dirt.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. This is it's a specific type of clay that they have to harvest from the ground. And then it's suitable. And what she's talking about there when she said that, oh, it makes us sick, but not sick like you would think, because it's hard on the stomach. But again, what she said is that the reason that they can do it is because they're acclimated to it. Their body has adapted. Right. I mean, listen, by no stretch of the imagination am I saying that everybody should go out and eat dirt cookies and that's the way it should be. Not at all. I wouldn't do this. You know what? I'd love to try it. I'm a very adventurous eater, and I'd love to try it just to say that I tried it. But it's not something that I would want to, you know, to do on a consistent basis. It's, you know.
This is a last ditch. Nothing else. This.
And are convinced the dirt is rich in minerals and vitamins. And if they don't have the money, they're happy, indeed eager to buy the dirt on credit. If it rains or the sun is blocked, the cookies can't dry out, and women actually end up owing money on the dirt they've purchased. Not a drop of batter is wasted. And throughout Haiti, the cookies are seen in urban markets and small mountain villages. We rarely saw adults eating the cookies, as many seemed ashamed. Kids, however, asked repeatedly why we were so interested before freely eating them. The UN's humanitarian coordinator in Haiti says the need for dirt cookies is an
Yet we spend trillions upon trillions of dollars on weaponry and nothing to feed the masses, dude. Doesn't this just make you sick?
Well, how much foreign aid do we ship out to all these countries, and you know, and yet they have poverty. You know, this is
beyond poverty, dude. They're not even like this in Juarez,
right? Well, I can't. I'm not gonna say. I'm not gonna say anything about this.
Indictment of government failure and waste. The 5-cent cookies, a necessity in Haiti. Imported food too expensive for families living on about a dollar a day.
Some 3.3 million Haitians are food insecure today.
A dollar a day.
Around 25.
A dollar a day, man.
A dollar a day. Well, you know, and if you look at China, the vast majority of China lives on $5 a day. So these people,
so they have it way better than these people,
right?
Well, China's still, they're eating bugs, not dirt yet.
5% of the children are chronically malnourished. These are the same indicators as in sub-Saharan Africa.
Pregnant women have long eaten the cookies for their supposed source of calcium and antacid benefits, but doctors dispute this and warn of tooth decay, constipation, and worse. The United States ambassador to Haiti has taken a personal interest in lessening dependence on the cookies.
I've actually taken members of Congress down to Cité Soleil, and they've seen it too.
What do they say when they see people eating dirt?
Well, it's worrisome. It's very worrisome, and we don't like to see it.
Since the UN arrived in Haiti in 2006 as peacekeepers, nutrition has
which they plan to do here as well
improved in pockets. But the dirt cookies are still being eaten. The widespread hunger means hundreds of kids starting another school day in Cité Soleil, as the Haitian flag is raised, will be reduced to eating dirt. This despite international efforts.
There is hope.
You know, this also shows me, Ron, really just how resilient humans are. I mean, if you're able 100%. To buy dirt, that shows me we can get through anything, man. Dirt?
Well, I believe in the United States, the vast majority of people here do not truly appreciate the levels of wealth and just, you know, how good we have it here. Because even poor people, even homeless people have cell phones. And these people don't even, they don't even have a cell phone. They're literally, as you're saying, eating dirt.
Well, the immigrants that are coming here, I see them. They have their cell phones. They have.
Yeah. You know, and the government, and who's paying for that? The government, exactly. Our government gave it to them. And that's part of that is actually is a good thing, because that's a tracking device.
Yeah.
How are we going to find them? Because they all have their tracking device.
Right. Wow. Man, that's really humbling to watch, man. You think you have it bad, and then you see people eating dirt, man. That's why I wanted to show this initially so it's not so hard to believe that they're eating pets. But this turned real quick for me into something that it just really humbled me. And like, I'm like,
well,
I feel really bad for these people, dude. Like, they just kind of changed my segment a little bit, because now I was going to go one direction with it. Now I just feel like, very sorry for these people, man, that they have to live like this. That's terrible.
It really is. And you know, listen, I have a tremendous amount of empathy for anybody who struggles in dire poverty.
Could you imagine a pet or a dog or a cat is like a delicacy for them?
Yeah.
That's like, thank you.
Yeah.
You can't blame them. I mean, they've been eating dirt.
Speaking of pets.
Well, it's mighty delicious right now compared to what I was watching.
Yeah, speaking of pets, so He does not want to leave me alone. I'm his human, so I rescued him about 4 years ago.
How many cats do you have? You're the cat man, right?
I am the cat man. I love my cats. I don't know. I think around here, I personally take care of like six.
Wow. Don't eat them.
No. I just lost two though. Like
you're probably gonna have some Haitians move next door now that once they watch this.
Well, I don't know. Maybe one of them got taken by a Haitian because she just vanished. So, but
dude, I mean, oh wow, bro, I mean, that's the first time I've watched that whole video in its entirety. I can't believe that. Man, when you absolutely have been resorted to nothing, man. That's crazy. I mean, dirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how bad some people have it, folks.
Yeah. And, you know, so whenever you think that, you know, you have it bad, think about
watch that video.
Think about living in Haiti. And you know, listen, I have
no air conditioning, no clean water. You're eating dirt.
Yeah, you're eating dirt. And then their bodies acclimate and adapt. Now, what they said there was accurate in terms of if they eat too much of that, it can definitely cause constipation. But if they're not, I mean, if they're not eating much, what are they? They don't really have anything. They don't have anything to go out the other end if they're not eating anything.
Yeah.
So,
jeez.
I don't know. It's definitely sobering. But that still doesn't give them license to come. You know, animals that are people's pets for food, or go down to the park and you know, take ducks and geese out of the you know, out of the
well, local if I lake. Came from that background, I'm sorry. Well, I did not expect to take their side on this, but I'll be quite honest with you. If I came from that, a duck would look very good to me.
Well, it's a
delicacy, bro. That's like a luxury. Yeah. They're probably like, this is the greatest country on earth. There's ducks walking around. People have them as pets.
Mm-hmm. You
probably can't believe that.
You know, I remember watching a video about, I don't know, 4 or 5, maybe 6 years ago, when there was a guy who had gone down to Venezuela, and he was roaming around with a guy who lived there. And he's like, yeah, we're going to go out and go foraging to try to find a dog or a cat or something, you know, just something that they could eat. And, you know, so, I mean,
you know what they're probably thinking is when they come here, they're probably looking at this, like the fact that we have animals as pets, they probably look at that as strange as like, I don't know, someone like me looking at the what religion is it that worships cows and rats? Is it the Hindus?
It's like Hindu. Yeah.
Yeah, they actually worship a cow. Like I look at that as completely strange. They look at us as strange.
They believe in reincarnation, and that depending on your level of what you did in the present and the past life, you come back as either, you know, you're rewarded with a higher. And I think I'm getting this right. You're rewarded with how you come back. So they don't want to touch a cow or any type of animal like that, because they're worried that they might be eating grandma or grandpa or something like that.
Okay, yeah. So as strange as that is to me,
yeah,
they probably come here looking at us like, wow, they actually feed their animals and keep them around as companions. That's probably very strange to these people.
Well, okay, to your point, yes, but that's still not a license for them to
engage in that
behavior here.
I'm just looking at it from their person. I'm trying to put myself in their shoes. Understood. Well, they don't have shoes. Let me think.
Touché. Oh, they probably ate them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm just trying to look at this from a different perspective, I guess. Trying to look at all sides here, but wow. Ron, thanks for coming on, man. Where do people find you?
Dude, untoldhistory.tv takes you straight to my Rumble channel. I started going through Liberty Defined, the book by Ron Paul. I'm laying the foundation because I'm going to start going back to the history of Reconstruction post-Civil War up into the Progressive Era, and to see how far back all of the nefarious crap that we're dealing with now that has to be untangled, how far back it goes. And a lot of people think that it's only gone, you know, 20, 30 years, but it actually goes back nearly 150 to 200 years. It's bad.
Wow. All right, Ron, thanks for joining me. All right, folks, leave a comment down below, hit the like button, hit the notifications button, and share the hell out of this video. Appreciate you coming on, Ron.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Talk soon. Buddy.